On today's program, the Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica, CCCJ, celebrates 15 years of service. Stay with us to find out more about their planned activities. The community colleges system started in Jamaica in 1974. A group of school principals came together to form an association with the goal of sharing resources to help themselves gain greater recognition from the public, as well as improve their academic offerings.
And also standardize what is it that was being offered, because you find that, you know, persons going to different colleges will get different certification, and the employers were concerned as to the quality.
Principal of Excelsior Community College, Fillmore McCarthy.
As a result of which, the council main function was to provide regulation as it relates to supervise and coordinate the work of the colleges, to promote the interests of community colleges, and three, a form of developmental process where the professional development of staff and the institution in terms of the technology, in terms of, you know, the plant and what is it that we offer was of importance.
Community colleges offer an alternative to university because of their 2x2 model. This is 2 years for the associate's degree and 2 years for the bachelor's degree.
Because we are geared towards preparing persons for the workplace, for the industry, as well as persons who want to go on to further studies, you find that a person will come in and do 2 years and then go back to work, and then they might come back sometime after to complete another 2 years to get their bachelor's degree.
Principal of Excelsior Community College, Fillmore McCarthy. He believes community colleges also offer a more nurturing environment for students, in addition to being more accessible and affordable. As part of celebrations for its 15th year, the CCCJ has planned a number of activities. They started with a church service held in January. Now they are looking forward to their annual conference, which will be held from June 7 to 9 at the Hyatt Ziva Rose Hall, Montego Bay.
And our conference this year is under the theme CCCJ at 15, Transforming Lives, Embracing Student-Centeredness. In all that we do, the students are our focal point. They are our clients, so we have to ensure that they are satisfied.
Executive Director, Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica, Dr. Donna Powell Wilson.
Some of the conference strands are maintaining a student-friendly environment, diversity in tertiary environment, learning to learn, social media in the teaching and learning process. We know that the learners we're getting, in particular the younger ones, they're into technology, so we have to meet those learners, and encouraging a healthy lifestyle.
The format for the conference includes exhibitions, panel discussions, and workshops, among other things.
What is important also about this year's conference is that we will have more presentation from faculty within the community colleges. We will also have more presentation from students in the community colleges. So we're getting our students engaged. We're getting our students involved. We are hearing from our students. The conference also will see our students participating in a software development competition that was started 3 years ago. So this year we have incorporated into our conference under the heading Pitch It to Win It. So they will be presenting to us what is it they would have developed as a part of that competition.
Keynote speaker for the conference is Dr. Cynthia Wilson from the League of Community Colleges in the United States.
We will also be getting presentations from presenters that's outside of the community college network and outside of Jamaica. Apart from our keynote speaker, we have a presenter who is coming all the way from South Africa. So it's an international conference.
Executive Director, Council of Community Colleges of Jamaica, Dr. Donna Powell Wilson. Other activities include an expo to be held in August and the grand finale, a banquet held on December 14.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.